Standing either side of the badger maid, Buckler and Diggs saluted. Brang acknowledged them with a nod. He stood facing Ambrovina, who, though not having the badger lord's powerful bulk, was taller than him by a half head. The music halted. Brang held forth his paw, treating the new guest to one of his rare smiles.
Lady, I am Lord Brang Forge, fire ruler of Salamon Dastron. Your presence here gives me great pleasure. Welcome.
The badger maid accepted the outstretched paw graciously.
I am called Ambrovina Rockflash, from the far eastern shores, sire. I deem it an honour to be here.
With Ambrovina's paw resting upon his, Lord Brang turned, leading the procession into the mountain. The band began playing a stately measured piece entitled Heart of the Western Shores. General Flurry whispered to Buckler.
Lordship wants to see all three of you up in his forge chamber before the feast.
Diggs' eyes lit up.
Oh, I say, a jolly old feast, what? You go on ahead with Ambry, Buck. I'm not much flipping good at reporting back. I'll stop down here with the chaps.
General Flurry's moustache tickled Diggs' good ear as the old officer murmured threateningly.
You'll do no such thing, sir. Go on, straight up to the forge chamber with you.
Diggs groaned and carried on upstairs, managing to twitch his good ear savagely at one of his regimental comrades.
Beware, Tubby McGruel. Touch a single festive crumb before I get back and I'll box your fat head.
The mist had cleared now, leaving a fine autumn day. From the broad, low window of the upper chamber, the mighty sea was smooth as a mill pond, right out to the hazy western horizon. They sat on a cushion-strewn ledge, savouring the rosehip and almond blossom cordial, which Flurry served liberally. The badger lord could not take his gaze away from Ambrovina.
You carry the name Rockflash. I knew one or two of them in my young seasons. They were experts at wielding slings.
Ambrovina produced her own sling, a big, formidable thing.
Aye, lord, I can use one. I was brought up amongst kin whose only weapons were slings.
Brang indicated the broadsword she wore.
Yet you carry a blade, one I made at that forge yonder. I recognise it as belonging to the Cordine clan. How so?
Buckler interrupted to explain.
My brother Cleren was slain by a sable beast, Zwilt the Shade, and his vermin killers. I'll mention all that in my report, sire. But his wife Clarinna gave me the sword and this medal, of which you know. She lives at Redwall now with her twin babes. They wish to be peaceful creatures, so she gave me the sword. I have my own blade, so I thought Lady Ambrovina could use it.
Brang nodded.
And can you use it, lady?
The badger maid smiled.
I am learning, lord, and what better teacher do I need than Blade Master Cordine?
Buckler flushed to his ear tips, remarking.
She doesn't really need a sword, being so brilliant with a sling, lord. Perhaps she could instruct you in the slinger's art, sire.
Brang took the sling, weighing its balance.
Perhaps she could. I'd enjoy that.
Diggs blanched as his stomach growled aloud.
Not as much as I'd enjoy a flipping feast.
Brang's approving eye fixed upon the tubby subaltern.
What was that? I beg your pardon?
Diggs giggled foolishly.
No need to beg my pardon, sire. 'Twas my tummy making all that commotion. I was just saying how jolly spiffing it is to be back home, eh? What?
The badger lord's eyes softened indulgently.
I suppose it is good to be back home. And talking about that, I hope you will treat this as your home, lady.
Ambrovina curtsied lithely.
I would be delighted to call Salamon Dastron home, sire. I have seen this mountain many times in my dreams.
Brang nodded.
I know you have, and I've dreamed of having you here. When one gets old, the young must take their place. Salamon Dastron would be safe in your paws, Ambrovina. General Flurry and I will one day pass all this over to you. I think my mountain would flourish under your rule, though you will have much to learn. Maybe you need a General Buckler Cordine at your side.
Buckler shook his head.
You know how I feel about such things, sire. I'm well content with being a blade master, if that's all right with Lady Ambrovina.
The badger maid paused a moment before replying.
Of course, Buck. I know I could always count on you if I needed to. That is, providing I could have a faithful assistant. A Colonel Dix, maybe?
General Flurry huffed through his mustachios.
Pon me scut, ma'am! That young blighter an officer? What would he know about being a confounded colonel?
Ambrovina could not resist chuckling.
Oh, he's had previous experience, eh, Buck?
Buckler stifled a laugh.
Aye, ma'am, that he has.
Lord Brang looked from one to the other.
I think you'd best make your reports. You first, Diggs.